prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Roslyn Peterson. We're going to be talking about weather modification. We're seeing some of the strangest weather I've ever seen. Last night I had a guest scheduled. I called him in Texas. He just said that they had a terrible lightning storm. Lightning had hit on a tree out in front of him and taken a big piece of sidewalk and blown it 100 feet away. And basically, he said he'd never seen weather like this. Now, we don't know. Is this an act of God? Is this the weather modification program? Certainly, large parts of our country are flooded. Other parts are having droughts. Can they modify the weather? Are there programs to modify the weather? Most people don't even think about it. But, of course, if you read Roslyn Peterson's material, you will know that there are all sorts of government programs to modify the weather. They have the ability to modify the weather, to create storms and droughts and hurricanes. Roslyn, certainly her material, you'll certainly want to get. It's extensive. There is so much material out there where the government actually talks about this, and it's totally suppressed in large part by the media. Now, why would they do that? If there's nothing to conceal, why are they concealing it? Good morning, Roslyn.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, and thank you very much for having me as a guest on your show today.
Well, we always look forward to having you. And what are some of the latest things? I know you sent me this article out of the Huffington Post about the scientists who talk about the geoengineering the atmosphere, but you almost get the impression reading it that this isn't going on, and yet we know it's going on. So you pick the story up and tell us what is happening, what are the consequences of men modifying the weather?
Well, what is happening is that the United States is engaged in weather modification programs across the United States. There are 66 ongoing weather modification programs just in the western United States, from California to Texas, up into the Dakotas. There's weather modification programs going on in Canada, as well as the country of Mexico. Worldwide, there's a map showing, a government map showing that there are 50 ongoing weather modification programs, experimental and otherwise, in other countries, many of them being conducted by companies that reside here in the United States. Weather Modification Inc. is just one of them, but there's a whole myriad of these companies that conduct weather modification programs. In addition, Bill Gates from Microsoft fame is working with NASA and NOAA and also privately with a group of scientists who want to put particles and chemicals in the into the atmosphere to reduce global warming. And he's engaged, Bill Gates is engaged in cloud whitening experiments using salt over the Pacific Ocean and other areas. He's also engaged in hurricane modification research and experimentation, recently taking out patents, U.S. patents, for those programs which are now online. And there's all kinds of information showing that not only private corporations, private companies, cities, states, counties, the U.S. military are all engaged in weather modification programs across the United States and in other countries as well.
Well, now, actually, isn't there a great deal of evidence that they're already putting this particulate matter, this aluminum and barium and other products, up in space to create some sort of a canopy to reflect the sunlight in the name of stopping global warming? Isn't there evidence that they're already doing some of this?
Well, there's some experiments. We do know that the ocean iron fertilization experiments are being conducted by private corporations. We do know that in recent studies they have failed. And in addition, since there are no laws against it or any type of public debate, the UK Parliament has admitted that some of these experiments are going on where we're experimenting with the atmosphere supposedly to stop global warming. But the thing that most of the scientists that are promoting this say is that it could have unintended consequences, and also they don't know what the results are, but yes, we should go ahead and conduct the experiments. And with the new funding that's coming in from Bill Gates and private corporations and others who want to essentially play God with our atmosphere and our oceans, the Earth itself, then what's happening is that these are moving forward. And the UK Parliament, in their fifth report on geoengineering, does admit that this is a problem and that they do admit that some of this is ongoing.
Well, no, certainly isn't there evidence that they are doing something to disseminate aluminum? Isn't there been a marked increase in the aluminum content of the snow and the water and the soil and certainly even of the trees, which is, of course, damaging tree growth there in Northern California where you live?
We think that there are some effects. The weather modification programs ongoing in Northern and Southern California will have an impact on agriculture because they change the microclimates needed for crop production within California and other states. Also, the programs that are ongoing in California are being conducted by Pacific Gas and Electric Company and other corporations as well. And also, the city of Los Angeles, for example, is engaged in weather modification programs. And what happens when they enhance the snow or enhance the rain in one particular area, they create drought conditions in another area. And that's what's happening, for example, in Placer County. PG&E modifies the weather from late October, November, all the way through the month of June every year. Well, as they've enhanced their weather modification program in Plumas County over the past few years, they have put surrounding areas within Plumas County and also other counties into drought-like conditions.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. The American Freedom Fighters.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. and we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Bonnie Rosman Peterson, and she's going to be bringing up the point that when you begin to take modify the weather and get, say, rain in one area, you're depriving it from another. In other words, man is playing God. And, of course, we can see areas where there are massive droughts, other areas where there are massive storms and hurricanes. And how much of this is man's intervention? How much of it is God? Well, men are playing God today. This is the problem we have now. You were talking about, is it Plumas or Placer County? And what are they doing there to modify the weather?
Well, PG&E has ground-based cloud seeding. In other words, what they do is they shoot cloud seeding materials, chemicals up into the air when there's clouds present, and what they do is they either enhance the rainfall, and mostly that program enhances snowpack. So they increase the snowpack to the detriment of the residents there, and also the residents have been subjected to toxic chemicals for years during this program. And now the residents have risen up to begin to hold public hearings and discussions on this issue in order to possibly restrict or stop some of the weather modification programs ongoing in Plumas County. So there's a huge revolt going on in that county with regard to this issue. But I can say that it's not just Plumas County. It's other counties as well. And the implication here is that some of the weather that we're experiencing, which is abnormal, is all due to, quote-unquote, global warming. However, no one is talking about the major media or investigating all of the ongoing weather modification programs across the United States and in other countries to make a determination on how these programs are really having an impact on climate and on our weather. And what happens in some areas, according to the U.S. Science and Technology Advisor, who wrote a really good letter in 2005, which I have online, he said, and I quote, because small-scale weather modification, for example, cloud seeding, may promote rain in one area to the detriment of another, weather modification could result in private citizen litigation against the modification programs. This is why they don't want you to know that the weather is being modified almost all the time by these programs. And, of course, I sent you one of the NOAA listings with programs from California to Texas, and all the states in between. I thought that you might find those programs of interest to you, and also I have placed them online. But this letter goes on to state the legal and liability issues pertaining to weather modification and the potential adverse consequences on life, property, and water resource availability resulting from weather modification activities must be considered fully before the U.S. government could take responsibility for any new research programs. But they are going on with these programs. NASA has signed up with Bill Gates and other private corporations like Dynamat Corporation to modify hurricanes. Homeland Security is now becoming engaged in this process as well. And so what we're finding is that more and more we could find that the extreme weather that is being felt and unusual weather is being felt because there's more and more weather modification programs taking place.
And what are they using? What sort of chemicals are they using to precipitate the rain?
They're using a variety of chemicals. There's cloud seeding, and most people have heard of silver iodide, and that's widely used by some. But what's also happening is that other chemicals we're finding are being used. The companies don't always like to talk about them, but we're finding that barium is now considered in many patents, and also we're finding it in Plumas County. So we're concerned that barium is one of the chemicals that we're being exposed to. We're also being exposed to indium, acetone, liquid propane, liquid nitrogen, sulfur hexafluoride as well. And other chemicals are being found all the time. The major companies that do this type of work really don't want to talk about what they're using, because the more they talk about it, the more we would realize that these chemicals are toxic to all of us and also have an impact in the areas in which they're being released. So this is just part of the story.
Well, now, what about aluminum? I know you've been very concerned about the aluminum toxicity we're finding in the ocean as far as the whales, or the aluminum in the soil, aluminum in the water, aluminum in the snowpack. Where does that fit into this whole scenario?
Well, the United States Navy, the United States military, NASA, and a whole host of government agencies and the military are engaged in, and universities, by the way, are engaged in putting up aluminum oxide, trimethyl aluminum, barium, strontium, and other chemicals into the atmosphere to conduct atmospheric testing. They use rockets to perform these releases. The releases have been carried on for many, many years. And the Navy, for example, put an aluminum oxide dust cloud over the entire eastern seaboard in 2009. They have expressed interest in conducting more of this type of research. And so our exposure to rocket releases of these chemicals and other atmospheric experiments are exposing all of us to abnormal levels of aluminum and these other toxic chemicals and gases. So what's happening at this particular juncture in time is that there's no regulation of these types of experiments. They just go on. We're paying for it with our taxpayer dollars, and these the Navy is very proud. One of their head research scientists came out and said that, well, we're using the Earth's atmosphere as a giant physics laboratory, and he was just overly enthusiastic about this particular endeavor. So we do know this is ongoing, and a recent study by Oceana that lasted for 5 years, where they tested the whales in every ocean environment where they could, where we find whales. They took a ship and did this 5-year cruise testing whales, and one of the major contaminants was aluminum. It shocked them, but it didn't surprise me when I saw their study, which came out earlier this year. And the reason that it didn't surprise me is I knew about all of these atmospheric tests that we're conducting, possibly other countries as well, but I think we're a major contributor. And the fact that the U.S. Air Force puts up aluminum-coated fiberglass particulates by the ton, 500 tons worldwide was the total in 2003. I'm sure that it's increased since that time, but they release these particulates over the United States quite commonly, and they release them in other areas of the world, especially where we're conducting military exercises and also military adventures in other countries. So one of the things about this aluminum contamination was that when they investigated, Oceana investigated the whales, what they did is the aluminum was so high in comparison to all the other toxics that they tested for that they had to take aluminum out of the graph in order to not skew the graph so that the other chemicals would look very, very low or be non-existent practically on the graph. So aluminum came in tremendously high. And we know that if they're finding it in the whales in every ocean in the world, then the exposure to us from our own testing here by the Navy and NASA testing means that we're all exposed to aluminum at an astronomical level.
And, of course, basically what they did was they biopsied the skin of the whales to find the aluminum. Is that correct?
Dr. Stan, you have... I can't hear you any longer.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, that's a little better.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Basically, they biopsied the skin of the whales. Is that how they found the aluminum in them?
Yes, they took samples, and then they took the samples, and they tested the samples, and that's how they found the levels of all of the toxic contaminants that they found, including the aluminum.
All right. Now, how is the Air Force getting the aluminum up? Are they using rockets to do this? How are they getting the aluminum up into the atmosphere?
Well, the Air Force releases the aluminum-coated fiberglass particulates, or chaff. They just fly up, and then they just release it. They have a machine that just cuts up these particles into very fine particulate matter that they release, and the chaff floats for 20 hours, up to 20 hours before it settles back to Earth. So it floats for a long time in the air, and then finally settles down, and it covers everything, the soils, the water, everything. The Air Force and NASA and the Navy are using rockets and rocket experiments in order to put the chemical up through the exhaust system of rockets, for example. Rockets have aluminum particulates in the exhaust as a normal emission. And so they just enhance that so that you have more of these particulates, in other words, released into the atmosphere. The Navy, NASA, and the Air Force are also engaged in putting canisters packed with trimethyl aluminum and other chemicals into canisters. And in past years, the space shuttle has been used to release these canisters, which are then superheated, creating an explosion where they conduct testing. So the chemicals are going up in a variety of ways, released from rockets, these type of releases. So we do know this because on NASA's website, you can look it up. There's a stunning amount of documentation on these programs, and the Navy's proud of it. They even put the video of this aluminum oxide release they did in 2009 up on their website, and it's also on mine under the U.S. Navy section on the AgricultureDefenseCoalition.org. And you can look up all these things in either place. NASA website has a lot of this on their website, and you can just Google in it in a search on their website and find them.
Well, now we notice, certainly in parts of the country, that there seems to be this constant haze in the sky, and many people associate that with so-called...
Dr. Stan, your voice has faded, and I can...
I'm terribly sorry. Perhaps the technician there. Can you hear me now?
Just barely.
All right. We'll have to get after the fellow who's supposed to regulate the sound. But basically, what is happening as far as contrails? And certainly up there where you live, up in Plumas County, Placer County area, why there's not ordinarily a lot of jet traffic, but are you seeing more in the way of jets up there?
Yes, the jet contrails, which NASA states create when they persist man-made clouds, are changing our climate. They're definitely cutting down the amount of direct sunlight reaching the Earth, which disrupts photosynthesis, which is needed for all plants and trees and agriculture crops to grow and produce food for us. And it's also causing... Especially during the months of September through the end of June,
hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, Rosalind Peterson, and Rosalind is going to be a guest at our annual conference on the 23rd of October You need to get her material. You need to verify her material. You need to help us get people across America to understand what's going on, because the contamination is affecting them and their children and certainly people all across America. You don't put these toxic chemicals up and then keep them secret so that no one can find out what you're doing, because this affects your health. Well, if you have a question for Rosalind this morning, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Rosalind, would you like to get your website up so people could go there and get this fascinating information?
Yes, I have two websites. One is the agriculturedefensecoalition.org. The other website is californiaskywatch.com. If you go to the categories section on either website, you can see a whole listing of all the different subject matter that I have on those websites. There's about 19,000 documents and another 5 or 6,000 photographs, and we add more all the time on the combination of the two websites. We break them down by subject matter to make them easier for people to do research in certain areas and find information, for example, on weather modification or different topics.
And this is one of the best sources of information you'll find. Now, you were starting to tell us about what's going up in your area and the how the people are getting concerned.
Yes, the agricultural community is getting concerned because they need direct sunlight reaching the earth in order for their crops to produce. And last year it caused crop losses here. And in other areas where the jets are covering the skies almost all the time, incessantly with man-made clouds, high cirrus, and haze, much as NASA has noticed, this is changing the climate as well. And it's also reducing the amount of direct sunlight reaching the earth, which means that solar panel power production is reduced. We're having a lack of vitamin D across the United States because people aren't getting enough vitamin D absorption in their skin because the skies are covered over with these man-made clouds. So the program here, it's like a geoengineering program of global dimming, is already having its effect on all of us.
All right, fine. Well, now, is there anything we can do? We know that Senator Kay Bailey Hutchin has been trying to get this legislation through that says that we will have no recourse at all. They can do all the spraying, everything they want to, without any liability or without even letting the people know. What's happened to that legislation?
Well, every year, we've been lucky. Every year we've gone to Washington and we've lobbied against it, made telephone calls, and we've gotten the bill not to be passed. Since 2005, she has introduced it every year, and since then we have actually been successful in stopping her weather modification bill to fund millions of dollars worth of more experiments. In addition, the U.S. House Science and Technology Committee has an agreement, and it's really interesting, but they have an agreement that they're going to work with the UK Parliament on geoengineering programs and drafting geoengineering government regulations. Well, we don't think that they should be engaged in this process with the UK Parliament to engage in some sort of geoengineering programs, which would either put particles and chemicals into the atmosphere, which could cause, for example, acid rains. We want to not have them do ocean iron fertilization and all these cloud whitening schemes, because all of them are going to have an effect on agriculture. They're going to have an effect on our climate. They're going to pollute our air and water, and our soils. So we think that there should be no work and no experiments taking place until a full and complete public debate. And so one of the things that all of us can do is call the U.S. House Science and Technology Committee and to get them to rescind their agreement to work with the UK Parliament on promoting these types of experiments.
Well, actually, of course, they have held hearings on geoengineering, but of course, apparently they came up, well, we don't know whether we're going to do it or not, and yet the geoengineering programs are really been underway for a long period of time, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And so what we need to do is begin to put the brakes and the skids on them. And so it's up to us to do the research, and I have a section on geoengineering, and then to begin to say no to these programs, no more experimentation on us because it's having an effect on our climate, on air pollution, water pollution, all of this. And no private individual, even Bill Gates of Microsoft, just because he made money in the computer industry does not mean that he has the right to play God, along with our other government agencies like NASA and the military, on our environment. And we really feel that it's time for everyone to take action and say no to these programs. And they are real. We have the documentation up on my website from various government and private agencies.
Well, we see probably the strangest weather we've ever seen this year. I mean, a spate of tornadoes like we've never seen before, and hurricanes, and massive flooding, and massive droughts. Is there any way to tell whether this is happening spontaneously or a byproduct of these bizarre weather modification programs?
Well, there's one way to tell. We could just put a stop to the weather modification programs and say, look, we're not going to conduct any more programs. They're offline, and we're going to stop doing some of these atmospheric tests, which could impact the weather. We're going to restrict the jets from leaving any of the persistent contrails we see in the skies because they're changing the climate according to NASA studies. And we have to put this on the skids and say no to it. Because right now, all of these programs, everyone admits, are changing the weather, changing our climate. And they're having an impact. And the impact, as more and more of these programs are allowed, will escalate instead of be reduced. And, of course, the mantra is, well, we can blame everything on global warming, and that's the perfect scapegoat. But I don't believe it for a minute. I think our own problems are what our own programs and our own atmospheric experimentation and weather modification programs included in that is what is causing a lot of these difficulties that we're experiencing.
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Rosalind, is there any way that we could modify the jet exhaust so that we weren't having so many contrails from our jet? And we'll be back in a moment to look at that. Give us a call if you have a question.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Berner Roofing in Fort Collins salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message is from Berner Roofing in Fort Collins. In business for 10 years, 2927 Bassick Street, where they support our armed forces and hope for their safe return.
Hello? 11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, telephone number is 877-254-7524. Rosalind had to leave because of an illness in the family, but she will be a speaker at our conference on the 23rd of October. I do hope you're planning on coming. You can call us at our regular number, 800-544-8927, to make your reservation for our October 23rd conference. And we're going to have her speaking for about an hour and a half. She's bringing somebody else to speak as well. You need this information. You need to help it get it out. We have to alarm the American people. Who's the guest on the line? Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's Bob.
Hi, good to have you with us. You have a question or comment?
I just had a comment. I assume Rosalind would have had something to add to this, but back in the mid-70s here in Colorado, they did cloud seeding with silver iodide. I remember the chemical real easy. And we had a drought. And Governor Lamb, Governor Death was behind it. He was pushing it. And I don't know if his attitudes have changed, but I don't remember exactly how long it lasted either, but I think it was 2 to 3 years. And I don't know if it did any good or not. I couldn't tell you if it did any damage. Of course, they're not going to let us know that either.
Well, the one thing they don't want for the public to know is that certainly we're all guinea pigs for their macabre experiments. And they are experimenting with the weather all across America. Let me suggest you go to CaliforniaSkyWatch.com.
I will.
CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. Look up Rosalind Peterson's material, and she has this all from the government. They openly admit among themselves that they're doing the weather modification experiments all across America, and look at what's happening to our weather. Look at the disastrous effects it's had in certainly along the Mississippi. Look at the disastrous droughts in Kansas and in Texas and the wildfires and the terrible storms and the tornadoes. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. Do you know a better way to destroy a great nation than to create famines and droughts? And that's exactly what they're doing. And we're going to see the consequences of it in the coming years. I have no question. And they're doing this all throughout the world. They're playing God.
I saw something online I forgot where, but this oil spill in the Gulf might be having this big heat wave effect across 17 to 20 states right now, up to the northeast and the lower Midwest and up to that direction. Do you think that's any possibilities also?
I'm not certain, really, about that. I mean, some people say that somehow all this oil that they got and they sprayed it and it went to the bottom of the ocean, somehow it's going to change the ocean currents there. But whether that's true or not, remember, most of what we read in the newspaper is there simply to confuse us, to mislead us, to get us off on the wrong track. So whether the oil slick is having any effect or whether that is simply to divert us from these other experiments, which you will never read about, I mean, if these things are going on, why don't you read about them? Because they control the media. And then they put up all the alternatives to confuse us. So you just have to be so skeptical, and this is why somebody like Rosalind, who really has the scientific information, and she's probably the best single source of information on weather and weather modification in the country today. In fact, what amazes me is I believe God has called certain people to do certain jobs, to provide certain, become experts in one field. And that's why we get Rosalind on with us. So I really can't comment on the Gulf oil spill, but I can comment on the things that we know are going on, and they are really destroying the weather, destroying our crops, and destroying our health, because if the whales have toxic aluminum, we have toxic aluminum as well. Anything else you wanted to say there?
Further on the oil in the Gulf, maybe Rosalind would have some information next time you talk to her. She could bring that up.
I will try to get it, and I hope you'll be able to come and hear her on the 23rd. We're going to have a great conference, and we're going to do a little bit differently. We're going to give the guests longer to talk, because I think it's so, if they have something important to say, we want to hear it.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Thank you. And telephone number again, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that the media is controlled. It's controlled by six major corporations, starting with AOL and Time Warner. They've split, but they're still all interconnected. Bertelsmann, the German corporation, Viacom, that controls CBS, certainly Disney, that controls ABC. Then you have GE, a vast media empire, and of course they sold NBC to Comcast. Then you have Murdoch, and they all tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness. They all tie in to the Council on Foreign Relations. Bertelsmann belongs to the German branch of the CFR, and all of these tie back into the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created in 1891. And that organization, Cecil Rhodes said, this is going to take 100 years to bring about world government, but that was his goal. And of course, it's 100 years later, 110 years later, and of course, everything is in place now for the global government. That's why, of course, we're destroying the economy in America, shifting our jobs overseas to raise the living standards elsewhere and lower the living standards here in the United States, with the idea of eventually impoverishing our people, making them ill, and then, of course, they're going to be too sick and too poor to oppose this move towards the New World Order. The new world financial system, the new world currency, and the new world religion. They have an intense hatred of Christianity, and that is why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and they're pushing the homosexual agenda. It's all a revolt against God. We'll be right back to wrap up the program.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I'm Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program with Rosalind this morning. We carry an excellent DVD. You should see it. It's called What in the World Are They Spraying? Going in the background of the weather modification programs and the geoengineering and weather, how much of this is contrails? How much of this is the canisters that contain the aluminum oxide dust? We don't know. We do know that they're getting the geoengineering material up in the atmosphere, the aluminum, the other things. How much of this is coming from active spraying by military or CIA planes? Everything is classified. We can't let the people know, but the DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying, is excellent. Then, of course, we have the DVD, Weather as a Weapon, Weather Modification as a Weapon, put forward by Bob Fletcher. Excellent source of information. We have a four-tape set on and a book, both on weather modification. We have a four-tape set and a book on HAARP. We have a four-tape set on contrails or chemtrails. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to have this information. You need to have it to help us get it out, because this is designed to destroy our weather, to destroy our agricultural base, and to actually contaminate our people. There really is a population control agenda. They really do want to kill off the majority of the people in the world. And if you haven't seen my talk on planned population reduction, you need to get it. That's planned population reduction. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 and get any or all of the things we're talking about. Then, of course, if you are in a position to help to support Radio Liberty, as you know, we have about 65 outlets every single week of radio stations or internet or shortwave or satellite transmissions. If you're in a position to help us maintain this, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help financially, we know a lot of people out there are hurting financially, and a lot more are going to be before they get through with this effort to destroy our economy. And believe me, this is all happening intentionally. They know what they're doing. But if you're not in a position to help, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And remember, you can go to our website at radioliberty.com You can hear our internet programs. You can hear our live broadcast, our archive programs. Our programs are available on MP3, and they're available on iPod. And if you have a telephone with unlimited minutes, you can listen to our afternoon programs 24 hours a day. It's all there. And if you want more information, go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. But behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear our talk on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, and get the syllabuses. And then we ask you to pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty. Our provision protect till tomorrow. May the Lord with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship.